Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 27th of November. The pandemic may be having some effect on financial markets again in the absence of a great deal of economic news today. The British government put most of England into stricter restrictions after the ending of the current restrictions next week. German Chancellor Merkel is calling for ski resorts to be closed across the European Union next year, although an EU decision would not necessarily affect skiing in Switzerland or Scotland. These are examples where fear of the virus amongst policymakers leads to economic consequences. In both cases, the moves should be seen as creating a relative shock in the economy. If you do not spend money on a skiing holiday, do you then choose to spend that money elsewhere in the economy? Of course, skiing businesses would then be negatively affected, and the economic damage from that will depend on the extent to which there are fiscal offsets. Meanwhile, the US Supreme Court voted to allow religious services to resume. Allowing religious services has a limited economic impact, of course. If virus caseloads rise to the point where fear starts to increase amongst US consumers, that would be a secondary but negative economic effect. ECB Chief Economist Lane again urged for fiscal support in comments yesterday. This is a fairly obvious point to make as European governments take money away from workers and businesses through restrictions. If a government is taking your money away, it is down to the government to give the money back if it wishes to offset the negative economic consequences. Lane was also suggesting that a negative spiral could occur in credit, banks refusing to lend because of economic concerns and borrowers refusing to borrow because they see bank actions as a signal of economic concerns. The good news is that there's relatively little evidence of negative concerns at the moment. Business creation is booming, for example. It's also worth noting that the need for companies to borrow may be slowing, not because of the economic outlook, but because the acceleration of the fourth industrial revolution is leading to a more efficient use of existing capital. Trade tensions continue, this time with China imposing a very significant tax on any Chinese citizen who wishes to drink Australian wine. It seems safe to say that relations are not great between China and Australia at the moment. The tax of up to 212% comes in spite of the fact that both China and Australia signed up to the RCEP trade agreement. Of course, the agreement has not yet become live, as it needs ratification, and agriculture is excluded from the deal anyway. Finally, it will no doubt be a surprise to absolutely no one that the interminably tedious EU-UK divorce continues to be both tedious and interminable. There will be more talks this weekend, face-to-face, or mask-to-mask. Of course, a deal will only happen at the last possible moment, in accordance with EU tradition. Sadly, this is not the last possible moment. The last possible moment is probably a week or two away yet. And even then, Brexit doesn't end, it will go on and on forever. This is just the first deal before every other deal that has to be negotiated. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.